Fountain Hills is probably best known for its iconic fountain, a focal point for community gatherings and events. But after Governor Doug Ducey ordered Arizonans to stay home due to the coronavirus, residents in this town are now finding creative ways to reach out to their most vulnerable neighbors. KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie has details.
Fountain Hills is home to a large population of older adults.
So they're choosing not to go out. They're self-isolating as requested, but that can be really difficult if you are living alone or are used to having a caregiver come in.
That's Rachel Goodwin. She's the town's community services director. Knowing that isolation can lead to depression among seniors, Goodwin says Fountain Hills decided the best way to reach out to this group was the old-fashioned way, by putting pen to paper, or in some cases, marker to construction paper.
So this was our effort to try to help our seniors stay connected in a safe way, to let them know that there's folks out there that are thinking about them and we want them to still be part of our community.
The Care Card program launched nearly 2 weeks ago, and
our community services folks had 224 cards delivered in the first week.
That's Fountain Hills Mayor Jenny Dickey.
And we're bringing them to home-delivered meal clients, to the Give a Lift riders, and also to assisted living facility residents.
Speaking of those home-delivered meals,
so in February, we had about 450 meals delivered, and on April, we're probably going to be up to 550.
A heartbreaking reality in many cities across our valley. But if there's any silver lining to what's happening, it might be this. Rachel Goodwin says many of these decorative homemade cards are being made by young people.
And this gave them something to do as well, a way to give back to the community, also in a safe way, so that they could be creating cards and having an outlet for something to do, as well as serving our seniors. So it was kind of a win-win.
A win-win that will hopefully last beyond these uncertain times. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.